for the management of these patients, we must have a plan to lower the overall LDL level, cholesterol level, and the VLDL levels as well. So the treatment needs a multidisciplinary approach, especially the involvement of the cardiovascular team, because ultimately they need to treat the patients for lowering down the LDL cholesterol levels. The mainstay of the treatment relies on the statin, which will help in reduction the level of the LDL cholesterol and the total cholesterol, along with the combination of certain other drugs, which will augment this effect of the LDL, the cholesterol lowering effect produced by the statins. So referral to the specialist lipid clinic is really, really important. Those young women who are in the reproductive age, they must be counseled about the teratogenic effect of the statins, and their family planning needs has to be explored, and they should be asked about the complete history, and counseling of the patient is really important. Then we can consider certain other therapies. For instance, as I mentioned, in these young women who are planning the for their family, in whom we cannot consider the statins, we can consider giving other treatments like bile acid sequestrants and LDL apheresis. There are certain new agents which will help in lowering the total cholesterol and the LDL cholesterol level. For example, ezetimibe. It is a newer agent whose mechanism of action is to reduce intestinal cholesterol absorption and ultimately lowering the total level of the cholesterol and LDL cholesterol in circulation. Other than this, the other newer agents such as mipomersen, which is an antisense oligonucleotide directed against ApoB100 messenger RNA, and another one that is lopetamide, which is an inhibitor of microsomal triacylglycerol transfer protein that acts by suppressing the production of the VLDL, because ultimately when the level of VLDL are increased, it will be converted into LDL and increasing the level of total cholesterol. Besides this, the referral to specialist assessment and treatment has to be done at an earlier age, because when the treatment is begun in the earlier age, the overall results and the prevention of the coronary artery disease will be better. Along with this, certain other surgeries can also be performed depending upon the requirement, like liver transplantation, coronary revascularization, or aortic valve surgery.